Hello, Mark, and hello there, everyone in England. This is Lucky Thompson here in good old New York City on a very beautiful Tuesday. I think it is March 20th in 68. I'd like to say that I feel very warm inside, knowing that I've been chosen by you to honor during your next convention. But I'm somewhat saddened by the fact that I feel like a man who's being paid for something he's yet to do. And that's due to the fact that I feel that I have only scratched the surface of what I know that I'm capable of doing. And I'm one that'd like to feel myself worthy of such an honor as this. So please bear with me. And I hope that one day soon I'll be able to find new openings by which to share these many blessings that God has so chosen to entrust in me. You know, just recently I've discovered the fact that not only are the musicians and entertainers guilty of not assuming their proper share of the responsibilities which are necessary to help make their profession a healthy one, but I feel that you, the public, also must share a bit of this responsibility. Because you see, I think that some of you should reappraise your values these days, because are you really buying a ticket to your favorite theater or your favorite concert hall because it's your choice of artists that are appearing there? Or is it the choice of those behind our profession whose desire is to exploit the arts and the artists and are also working overtime to make sure that you, the public, lose your freedom of choice? For I say that to say this, that until you are sure as to whether or not the idols that you worship are of your own choosing, you are indirectly supporting those who are continuously exploiting our profession and the artists. And I just found out recently that all of us, whether large or small, whether recording companies, publishers, booking agents, etc., are completely dependent upon you, the public, for support. So reappraise your values and see if you can be the one to decide as to whether or not the artist or the artists that you are idolizing happens to be of your choice. This is all we ask. And so I'd like to say thanks very much again to you, Mark, and all my friends there in England and throughout the world. And I do sincerely hope that soon, in the very near future, I'll have the privilege of being there with you once again. And until that time, God bless all of you, and do me one favor. Don't forget to love and respect one another. Lucky Thompson. Ciao.